Hello and welcome to this year in review podcast slash YouTube video. We are on both things. On the YouTube video, you can see a slightly blurry, not very good image of me, and you'll get some screenshots of some of our working methods, behind the scenes stuff as I review 2022 and what's going to happen in 2023. I am Robert Crichton. I am generally in charge of Beyond Shakespeare. And I tend to keep everything ticking along. And yeah, it's been another busy year. It's not been as busy as previous years because there's been a certain amount of consolidation going on. The last few years, especially during lockdown, was incredibly productive, but also a bit in terms of stuff just sort of coming at us at great speed and just really not knowing how to cope with things. But this year has very much been a case of consolidation. That's the one. So we have finished looking at, and for those looking on YouTube, I've just brought up my working sort of list of stuff, which is not exactly expansive. In fact, there are sub-lists and things. But we have now done, in first look exploring sessions on the YouTube channel, as well as on the podcast, every single play up to... I scroll down. We've gone through the medieval. We've gone through the early Tudor. We're going through the Elizabethan. If it's in orange, we've done a first look exploring session. For those at home, those watching in black and white, the red is next to the brown. And yes, we have finished the 16th century. In terms of first looks, we have done everything. We've almost done all of the Elizabethan. We have just a few leftover bits and pieces to go, mostly by William Percy. But otherwise, we have gone through everything as a first look exploring session. Now, that doesn't mean they're all out. There is now a lag between when first look and second look exploring sessions on the YouTube channel go out. They go out to our patrons and to some of our regulars early. And that is almost a year ahead. So there's quite a lot of stuff now that is only accessible to our patrons at this stage and any long-term members of the group. And those looking at the list that I'm scrolling through visually will notice that not only have we got first look exploring sessions, but in purple we have second look exploring sessions, which increasingly we are also having done plays not just once but also having looked at them twice. And that's the big exciting thing for me, is to say we don't just look at a play and tick and move on. We try and look at it in different ways and different angles, and second look exploring sessions is when we just run at them at pace. People sometimes try acting and costume and play around a bit more, and that really helps us tidy up the texts as well for further down the line. And so increasingly we have done not just first looks, but also second look exploring sessions. And we are also, obviously, we do full cast audio adaptations on the podcast, and that's our next big thing. And so anyone looking again at this list will see in green there are increasingly sections that have been done as full cast audios as well. So not just first look, not just second look, but full cast audio. And the next stage, of course, in that process is to get stuff on stage. Also initially to record as audio to see what an audience response adds to the recordings that we produce, but increasingly also moving towards actual full live shows, fully recorded visually as well as audibly. But the important thing I always say with these things is that there's no point just plonking a video camera in front of a show unless you've got the sound right. You've got to mic everyone properly, otherwise there's no real point. It's lovely to do it, always record what you do, always archive what you do, don't just tick the box and move on. I'm particularly pleased that the plays surviving from the reign of Queen Mary are all done as first and second looks, or expansively. Res Publica technically hasn't had a second look, but it is increasingly being recorded as a full cast audio adaptation. More of those coming down the line. So looking ahead in terms of first look and second looks into 2023, well, we're going to keep pushing forward generally into the early 17th century, into the Jacobean. But we're going to dance around a lot more. So if you notice, in the very early years of the Jacobean, we've done a certain amount of first looks. There's some additional podcast material that's happened. If you see, for those watching at home, there's a yellow band of these are where we've got digitized scripts, but we've, some of these we haven't got digitized versions for yet. And it gets patchier and thinner as we go into the 1630s and 1640s. So we're going to fill in some more gaps here and generally also just keep the arrow of time moving forward. And hoping to clear the very early years of James to sort of just get the end of Elizabeth's reign so that moves forward. And, as I say, more second looks as well. This is, of course, stuff that you can join us. There are on the website. There's always access that you can join and have a look at any time you want. I'm just going to nip over to the website for those watching the video. So the website it needs a little bit tidying up over Christmas to do. The homepage doesn't have all the exciting things that it could do. The Beyond Shakespeare Big Vote, just mentioning, will come around in the late spring to vote for future things that we're going to do and look at. And so some of the first looks that we're going to be looking at are based on what our patrons have voted for, our wonderful patrons, patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. If you want to get involved, if you want early access to all the first and second look exploring session, early access to the podcasts and special exclusive things that I'll talk about later, then go there. And you get to vote for things that we work on. And I say there will be another big vote coming up shortly, but we're just still working through quite a lot of back material. The plague put us behind a bit. So we've got about 10 plays that we need to give priority of first looks to that I'm going to start putting into the reading schedule. But say anyone can join our first or second look exploring sessions. They happen in the afternoons, UK time, and also occasional evening ones as well. I've decreased the amount of we do at the moment because I've got to spend more time producing the stuff that comes after first and second look exploring sessions and really doing that. But anyway, those looking at this, Why did I come here? Get involved. Yes, exploring sessions. So if you go to the website, you can join us, and there are usually sign-ups. Again, these are all a little out of date. I'll be updating these in a few days' time as we begin again exploring sessions in January. And so if you go to this page, if there are future sessions planned, you can just join us online, or you can always just join our regular mailing list, and there is a mailing list link there as well. So if you'd like to get involved, if you're just sitting at home listening or watching our videos or listening to the podcast and you think you're wrong about that, you can either just send us a message online. We are on social media at Beyond Shakes on most social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and increasingly Instagram. Yes, there is content coming out on Instagram. We are producing some images at last so that you can look at things based on plays. So that's happening online. Yes, so you can always join us. So yes, next year going forward, we will be recording sessions on the early 17th century, as well as occasional ones dancing around some patron choices, as well as some other just random choices, and also members of the group will suggest things, and we'll see what we get. So the regulars are there who do a wonderful job. And at this point, I should mention thank you to all our regular contributors, especially for the first and second looks, who get basically no reward. We do it because we love it. When we do have enough money, we do hire people and pay people to do, say, primarily the full cast audio work. That's where the money goes. But everything else is very much volunteer. We are increasingly becoming a professional outfit, but we are still on that sort of awkward borderline between being a professional body and an amateur group. Though, of course, many of our contributors are not amateur in any way, shape, or form. So the podcast over the last year, we have returned to doing a weekly release. It's been during lockdown and during the post-pandemic world, it got a bit patchy, I will admit. We were doing a lot of releasing of Explorations of End Town as I was finishing that off. We had a lot of stuff that was sort of stuck in the edit. The fantasy production meeting started last year. That is 2021. But you'll see that there aren't that many releases in 2021. The biggest thing was the Lord Mayor Show reconstructions that we managed to put out. Whereas this year, 2022, we managed to return to regular service with some padding, I think it would be fair to say, some exploring sessions that had already appeared on YouTube. That is increasingly a thing of the past. I may still post some stuff from the exploring sessions, but mostly exploring sessions no longer live on the podcast. They have been moved to the YouTube. But let's say if it's a week where I think I can put out two podcasts, then I sometimes will add one in. But we've managed to release full cast audio adaptations of Dame Cirith, Abraham and Isaac. They've been sitting on the editing suite for ages. And that's one of the things, is we're almost at the end of the backlog created by the pandemic. We are so close now to doing all the exciting things going forward. And some of the exciting things that's been happening is we've been commissioning other producers to create full cast audio adaptations for us. So this year, Dashingly Quirky, the wonderful Sarah and Fiona, produced for us The Temptation from the Chester Mystery Cycle, a lovely adaptation that we now have on the podcast. And that's one of the things I'm hoping to do, so that you don't just get a sort of monolithic idea of just what I want to produce, that we just basically hand a small pot of money to a producer to produce new things. Additionally, to The Temptation, it's just starting, is the very conceited jest of George Peel. Now, our patrons have already heard the exploring sessions that we've done on George Peel. Those are not available to the public. You can only get them in the Patreon feed. It's behind a paywall. I apologise, but, you know, we have to keep some stuff back. And it's mostly literature, jests and other things, which I'll talk about in a moment. So we've already released all of those, and we've the exploring sessions, and we have almost finished releasing the readings performed and produced by Sarah Blake of the complete text. So that's a complete proper audiobook, and that's going to be released on the podcast over the next year, one episode a month, as a regular fun little thing. I say fun, sometimes George Peel's just a total arse, but they're interesting. And at the beginning of 2024, you will get the omnibus edition as well. But the podcast get that, as I say, quite about 6 months late now. The podcast is behind the Patreon release, so the patrons have already got almost all of the George Peel, and they are lovely. Sarah Blake has also produced for us a production of the Noah play associated with Newcastle. It's a weird text, but has produced for us an adaptation of that. And say, I'm hoping to be able to commission more such external productions. So Sarah Blake is of Sounds Curious Productions, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to expand that, because there's only so much editing time I've got to keep the workflow going forward. So I've been producing quite a lot of short things in terms of starting to get back into the production chair, and I've been clearing all the old stuff over the last year or so, and it's taken a while to do that. So we are slowly getting there. So what other things are coming out on the podcast / the Patreon feed? So on the Patreon feed, there are Patreon exclusives every week. We have been doing Mirror for Magistrates. We have now done the first two books of that. The William Baldwin texts have been done. I'm taking a little break from Mirror for Magistrates before I go to the other later volumes produced by other people, which are equally interesting, but in very different ways. So we've just starting this year on Patreon the Coney Catching Pamphlets of Robert Greene. Now, these absolutely fascinate me. I'm really enjoying doing these, and they're coming out once a month. The last of the Merry Conceited Jests are coming out once a month. There aren't many left of those, I think. We've got about four more episodes coming out in January, February, etc. We have a continuation of the Merry Tales, John Rastell's Merry Tales, interesting texts that they are. We also have coming up, not just the George Peel. But we also have coming up later in the year, we're starting to work our way through the history of the damnable life and deserved death of Dr. John Faustus or Faustus. We are unsure whether we should go for the more original pronunciation version of it. But this is the book that the stage play by Christopher Marlowe is based on, and it's actually a rollicking read. I'm really enjoying it. We're doing a chapter every 2 weeks later in the year, so about June-ish, we start releasing those, and there's about 68 chapters or something like that. So it's going to take us a few years. That's going to be a regular feature, and I'm hoping to do a full audiobook of that as well, to go out on a podcast as well. But there's a lot of work to do on that. And we're really, really enjoying exploring that. So there's every Monday there are Patreon exclusives. The exploring sessions for these will not in the immediate future be released. So they're exclusive, certainly for the next few years. That's the thing about exclusive Patreon content. There will probably come a point in the distant future where these exclusives will get released slowly, because we don't like keeping everything back. But they're exclusive, really, in the medium to long term, because we don't intend to release them anytime soon. Every Wednesday we do early access releases for the podcast, and so that's getting near to 6 months plus ahead. The aim is that that's going to get closer to a year ahead. And actually, our Patreon, our podcast release schedule is probably going to increase. Actually, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, because we've got lots of short things like the jests. And so I'm looking that we may release a short podcast once a week and a long podcast once a week. But that's something that I'm working towards the end of 2023, the year that is just appearing. Isn't it confusing? Yes. What other priorities have I got? Well, we're going to finish off all the plays that we've been working on in the past. The Tragedy of Antony is almost on the editing blocks. It's fully recorded. I'm hoping that all the recordings are fine, because it's been 3 years since I looked at any of them. I may need to do some additional pickups. But basically, that's going to be finished. And that's going to be part of our extended program of women writers, and by the end of 2023 we will have released all of the women writing before the Civil War, with the exception of Love's Victory, which is a play we've looked at. You'll have a first look exploring session available next year. We have already recorded one for that, but there is a video version that is available online now, and so we're sort of saying that means you can now explore all of the pre-Civil War women's writing in terms of drama. We've got a few little odds and ends left to do to release to complete that box set. But that's sort of my priority this year, is to release The Tragedy of Antony. But also, we have commissioned, it was voted for by our wonderful patrons, is The Tragedy of Iphigenia, which we've done first and second look exploring sessions and quite a lot of work on now. And we are going to be doing a full cast audio adaptation, again directed by Sarah Blake. But we're going to actually do a test run of releasing that as a live recording session. It's not going to be a full recording a session. It's not going to be a full production. That live stream. We're going to live stream a rehearsal run for our patrons, and we may make that open to everyone and just suggest a donation. It's primarily to test the technology, to make sure that we've got the live streaming thing right, and also to test ticketing systems as well. We've not done that before. We've done live streaming before. We've done it in association with other people, but we've not quite sorted that out. And of course, over the next few, very soon, a week or so, The Tragedy of Marion, full cast audio adaptation, which is available to the patrons now, will be released. So that's the trilogy of women's writing that we've been working on for the podcast. Tragedy of Marion, Tragedy of Iphigenia, and The Tragedy of Antony. And as I say, Love's Victory is available as a video by people who we hopefully will be interviewing for the podcast coming up in the next few months. I was hoping to be able to sort of pull all this stuff together in a much more organized way, but the gods of interviewing got in the way, so that didn't happen. Now, the reason we're doing just a sort of recording session, it's going to be a live run. You'll be able to listen to the play, but it won't have a full mix or of sound effects or anything like that. And of course, there may be errors that we will edit out later on. That's going to happen in April. That's the plan. There will be a save the date announcement later on. But that's sort of really to test the technology for Bosworth Field, which we are going to do in July, 20th of July. You can definitely save the date for that. We're going to be doing a live streaming. It's in front of a live audience in Suffolk, where I'm based, and tickets are not available for that yet, so I'm not going to say where it is, just in case you start ringing the box office demanding tickets. But there will be online tickets for that, for the live audio stream. They won't be very expensive. Patrons automatically will get it above a certain level, or they'll get early access above a certain level to the recordings for those. And that Bosworth Field is a wonderful a narrative poem of the events of Bosworth Field, the day itself. We've already done an exploring session on the podcast, and we're really excited about doing that. And that, again, is a step towards being able to do full plays on stage, which we can live stream and the audio. And that's a way of putting together full cast audio productions in a quicker way than doing it in studio and having to do all the editing that I do, so that we can increase the number of plays that we're doing. And I deliberately chose a narrative poem, A, because it's sort of it's based on history, and we think that's a nice angle to sell tickets. We think there's a nice market for it, because, of course, if we're doing it in front of a live audience, we need a live audience to turn up. And that's one of those elements that we need to play around with and make sure that we have an audience coming to things. Because we're still in that sort of building an audience stage of the podcast. So that's coming up next year, as well as so many other things as well. The World and the Child full cast audio adaptation is coming, as well as a whole host of, we've got some dialogues coming out. Some of them are already available on the podcast, but we've been exploring just dialogue pamphlets and seeing how performable they are. And some of them are very performable, and some of them are appalled at the naughtiness in the city. And some of them are quite boring, and we may not do full audio adaptations of those. But we've done a couple audio adaptations. We've also done some exploring sessions for the podcast, and we're playing around with those, as well as, say, other literature like Bosworth Field. And so mixing up Bosworth literature as well as drama is our sort of routine at the moment, because we're sort of building our capacity for doing full productions slowly. I'm doing everything slowly. I want to do this right and make sure that we're capable of doing the best job before, rather than saying, let's do a massive play with 20 people and go bust, which is sort of not the aim of the game. So yes, that's coming up on the that will come up on the podcast by the end of the year. So it's happening in July on the 20th, but it will then get released to our patrons as the edit of the live recording will go to the patrons first, and then it will go to the podcast itself. And say, I'm hoping we'll be able to do a play for the autumn of 2023. Do a live play somewhere, and we'll do a live production. It wouldn't be a big play or a big production, but it will be something that we think we can do. And the aim is that we will try and do 3-4 live shows a year from 2024. That's sort of the hope, that we can expand ourselves sufficiently to be able to do that kind of thing and do regular live streaming where you can buy tickets online to listen to it live and support the box office there, come to see the live show physically wherever you are in the UK. I'm hoping that we'll be able to do different locations, that we won't just turn up in London, say. So Bosworth Field's happening in East Anglia. And that, as I say, there'll be a range of different things for different people. All of this is supported by our patrons. I keep mentioning this, patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Do sign up, and you get, as I say, weekly releases, two releases a week at least at the moment. You get access to all the first and second look exploring sessions about 6 months to a year in advance. And that's at the lowest tier. That's the one tier you get that as your starting point. But you say you also get exclusives from £3 or dollars upwards. From £5 or dollars upwards, you get No, the early access is $3. Exclusives from $5, and then videos, additional material above that. I'm increasingly working on visual stuff, visual art based on prompts from the plays that we do, and the literature that we do. Increasingly playing around with the with AI for that, and there's going to be some interesting stuff coming out on that next year. Exploring the. I'm particularly interested about using artificial intelligence to find out. We're very interested in our first and second look exploring sessions to find out what are the problems with plays from the past. And the interesting thing is when you feed them into AI, you also find out what are the problems with the audiences of today. What are the problems with AI? Really, is this reflecting box of all of the problems with our society, and so curating those the images that come back say as much about the problems of the psychology of the past as they do about the present. And I'm sort of weirdly obsessed about this now. Very little of it is actually actionable material. But that means that I now have things I can put out on the Instagram feed so that we have another part of our social media. I've struggled to put anything on Instagram because we're a podcast. We don't do anything visual. I have almost certainly missed out a whole host of things. So I'm just going to have a quick look through all my stuff to see if I have something that I'm missing. I'm just going to pop back to... Yes, so the YouTube, what have we done this year? First look, exploring sessions, we have released... We're releasing at least two a week, so it's over 100 releases this year. It's now... I've decreased the release schedule so that we're only releasing two videos a week. That's going to go up probably within a few months to three, maybe four videos a week again. But basically, once we're a year ahead, then I will increase the flow. But we've done... It's been a difficult year, 2022, because though we've done, you know, some really interesting, exciting plays, Alarum for London is a really interesting play. Dark as hell. Content warning, it's grim. But we've also done more obvious plays like Tamer Tamed, Night of the Burning Pestle, the better of the age plays, the Iron Age parts 1 and 2. They're rather good. The early ones are much harder to take on. Shoemaker's Holiday, Old Fortunatus. There's good stuff. And then we start hitting some Fumer's plays. We've done a lot of Seneca. Hard work, but interesting. We've been filling in some of our civic pageantry stuff with royal entries, which we're now getting more into. Problematic plays like Last Dominion, again, fascinating on a not very stageable. Club Law, that's a really fun one. Really want to do that. Need some adaptation. Whole hosting, a lot of Ben Jonson that's and humorous plays that have been, and comedies that haven't been very funny. Tymon actually is very funny. I do recommend Tymon. It sort of peters out a bit towards the end, but it's really good. William Percy, we're fascinated by William Percy. He can write good individual lines of dialogue, but he can't string any of them together into anything that makes any sense. He's really good structurally, but otherwise they're just really tedious plays. I'm fascinated by how you might be able to adapt those. And at the end of this year, we've been looking at some academic entertainments, which are short. And the academic, like Club Law, further down this list, Banquet of Dainties, that's a weird play. Is it even a play? Don't know. Tymon, Club Law, these little things. We've got a lot more of those coming up. We are running out of those now, but they really are quite silly. We began the beginning of the year with Narcissus and A Christmas Mess, and those are, you know, they're all these personifications of things, plays, and they're really enjoyable, they're really fun, and I do think they might be a little mini mainstay, because they don't need massive casts, and they are incredibly silly. So, and England's Joy, that was an enjoyable one, that's on the podcast as well as the YouTube channel. We've struggled to keep up with our Lord Mayor Show output. We did a Lord Mayor Show reconstruction last year, but we hope to do something similar but slightly smaller scale this year. It didn't really happen, though we did on the podcast do a series of full cast audio adaptations of the earliest surviving texts, 1585, 90 and 91, and they've been on the books for ages. Actually, I recorded them a very long time ago, and so they're quite fun, give you an idea of what's going on. But we have struggled to do more of that, and it is a shame, but I do hope to do more of that going forward. And finally, yes, we did a pilot for a series. This is where we look at a single year. We looked at 1583 as our pilot episode. That's just dropped on the podcast. It's a really quite good episode, actually. I'm very pleased with it. And we hope to do more years going forward. So if you're interested in the specific year, do get in touch. I think that's covered 2022. 2023 is going to be incredibly busy. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. We've got... it just doesn't end. It's just never ending. Full cast audio adaptations, jests, explorations of culture from mostly the 16th century. But as we've now finished looking at that first time around, we've got a few little things to do in terms of exploring the really early stuff. We've still got some royal entries, royal entertainments to do. In the 16th century, we've still got a lot of literature to do. We've got a lot of dialogue text to look at and assess whether they're any fun to do. We've done quite a lot, and I'm fairly happy with where we are and where we're hopefully going, and hopefully you are as well. If you like what we do, support us on patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can just bung us a coffee on ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Ko-fi is just one-off little thing. You can just throw us a few quid, and that makes all the difference. It really does. We run on a shoestring. We have got some funding proposals out. We keep looking to get some additional funding, and I'm hoping that as we produce more live shows, that more money will turn over so that we can produce better stuff. I'm no longer in a situation where we're trying to produce more stuff. I've got back up to a decent release schedule. The podcast is now back to, broadly speaking, where it was before the pandemic. The numbers are reasonably there. We're nearly at our 100,000th visit across YouTube and podcasts. So, we're turning over some nice numbers of people as well. I'm hoping to start releasing some little mini books as well about some of the work we've done. I hope to release a yearly almanac, has always been one of my plans, just to talk about the plays that we've done over the last year. I'm hoping 2022 will be released sometime in the next few months, and I'll start releasing earlier almanacs as well to cover previous ones, and so that there'll be a little annual, as it were, for the year's work, and that we may start doing some other little collections and other stuff as well, and also that we may be able to release our working scripts, that they may actually get good enough to release into the wild. I know some of you would like to look at our texts, but I'm very wary about releasing bad texts. The punctuation is usually shocking in the text that we're reading, they're all based on very old editions, and the OCR does not cope well with full stops and commas. So while the spelling is usually right up to a point, the punctuation isn't, and I say I don't like putting those into the wild until we're happy that they're there. But that's increasingly something we're doing, as we are running out of text to actually digitise in the first place. We've almost done everything, and that's just sort of a wonderful and also scary thing to say that we've done everything prior to the 17th century. There are no more plays to discover. And that's in a sense a bit sad, in the sense there's nothing new to discover there. And the Jacobean is better known. There's a lot of plays there that, you know, the devotee of early drama will have heard of, if not in many cases have seen, and in some cases seen multiple times. It's a much more fruitful area in terms of stuff that's already been done. We've broken a lot of good new ground over the last few years, and just want to shout out not only to all our contributors, all the people who've been working behind the scenes. There are too many to name. I mean, literally too many to name. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of people who have supported the work that we're doing here. But also to thank all our wonderful patrons, everyone who's been supporting us financially, helping to make sure that projects can happen. But also just you, our wonderful listeners, our wonderful viewers on YouTube and on the podcast, or just casual visitors to the website. Thank you for your attention, your support. Do share what we do. Do keep coming back. Do tell us what you want. I said, the great thing about being a patron is you can tell us explicitly what you want, and the more money you give, the more likely we are to do it. We're infinitely bribable. We'll do anything you want, up to a point. A few places we might raise an eyebrow to at. We are here to make these plays not just happen, but keep happening. The great thing about finishing all the plays that we've done, full cast audio adaptations and first look and second look and other spoiler sessions as well, is that means that we can now push forward to say, right, we're going to put them on stage, we're going to do more with this. We keep coming back to the scene of the crime. So what do you want to hear us do again? Where have we failed? Some of the podcasts are better than others, and some of the adaptations are better than others. And often you finish them and you go, oh, that's how I was supposed to have done it. If you've got anything that you'd like us to do or to do a do-over on, then get in touch and let us know. Become a patron. Let us know what you want. All that remains after this very, very rambly and lengthy thing where I've probably missed some stuff out, and I hope I haven't missed anything out. All that remains is thank all you wonderful people at home for being here and being part of the process. Thank you very much, and goodbye.